Let's head to Asia now, and we're joined by our correspondent in Hong Kong, Diane To. Diane, let's start with Taiwan's experimental satellite plans. What's this all about?
Well, Lisa, they've been developing their own satellite system for backup internet connectivity in case of disaster. And that background of that, of course, are events like last month's deadly earthquake, but also the ongoing hostilities with Beijing. Now, this is an ambitious project by Taiwan's space agency known as TASA to build something like a mini version of Elon Musk's Starlink system that can deliver internet access where traditional connections can't. Now, CNN reported over the weekend that TASA's director general told them Taiwan is at an experimental development stage with its project. At the moment, Taiwan has 15 submarine cables that link it to the online world, but they're at risk of damage, whether by disasters like earthquakes or even just passing ships, which has happened before. Now, it also has overseas satellite partners, which it did use, for example, in that last earthquake for emergency communications. But Taiwan thinks it's crucial to be able to rely on itself. So to start, it plans to launch two of these satellites by 2026. Although to provide uninterrupted backup internet access, they will need hundreds of them. Experts there do think it's doable with sufficient funding, which the government appears to be willing to put in. But it's not just backup communications they're looking at. Taiwan's government seems to have its eyes on the broader space race as well. TASA's chief told CNN he believes the ambition is backed by Taiwan's leading role in advanced semiconductor chips, which are now powering the world's computers and artificial intelligence.
And Diane, we've been hearing a bit about airlines in China and the manufacture of planes. And it sounds like that industry has hit a major milestone.
That's right. This is the C919 built by COMAC, which stands for Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China. It's seen as a possible rival to the Airbus A320 and Boeing 737. Now, this plane is China's ticket to becoming a serious competitor in the plane-making world, and it's one step closer now. It's a narrow-body jet, and it has just passed a major safety test. And that was a comprehensive four-day inspection of the plane by China's aviation regulators. And according to the regulator, the C919 passed with flying colors. So just in the past week of In the past week or so, Air China and China Southern Airlines each ordered 100 of these planes. Now, the C919 is billed as a fuel-efficient, low-noise commercial passenger plane. And aviation experts say the competitive pricing at about $100 million US a pop could attract buyers from countries with close ties to China, from Southeast Asia to Africa and Latin America. And at least one country in Southeast Asia has signed up for C919 orders. The plane also appears to have a much quicker delivery schedule, which gives it a leg up with Boeing and Airbus plane orders heavily backlogged. But with Boeing's recent Boeing's recent quality control problems, it's not such a pie in the sky for COMAC to be dreaming of getting a foothold in the global industry right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. Our own national carrier has had problems with getting access to planes. Okay, let's stick with aerospace ambitions.
Yes, exactly.
And yeah, China has launched a robotic spacecraft to the far side of the moon and a staffed mission to its space station. Who are the special guests?
That's right. The space race is on. So the Chang'e took off from southern China on Friday. This is the first time humans have ever tried to reach the far side of the moon. That's the mysterious side that always faces away from Earth. Now, China hopes it'll pave the way for it to establish a base on the lunar South Pole and someday even send humans there. But this is also an international collaboration. The probe is carrying scientific instruments from Europe and Pakistan, which will be used to do studies for, you know, a better understanding of our lunar environment. But also on Friday, the staffed Shenzhou 18, it's called, was launched to this Chinese space station, which is called Tiangong. Now, this spacecraft is staffed with three Chinese astronauts who are called taikonauts, and the special guests are a few live zebrafish. Now, these taikonauts are trying to create a simplified version of an aquatic ecosystem and raise the fish there, along with some algae as well, in the zero gravity environment. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. According to Chinese state media, the space flight crew, including their special guests, are now in a stable condition after being transferred to a lab module aboard the Tiangong space station.
Thank you, Diane. That is Diane To, our Asia correspondent, joining us there from Hong Kong.